Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, December 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Golden Caribou Resources intersects 0.56 grams gold over 99.84 meters, 3756 feet. Golden Caribou Resources Limited announces intersect 0.56 grams per ton of gold over 99.84 meters in drill hole QG2523. Despite mechanical issues, drill holes QGQ25-21 and QQ2524 also encountered intermittent anomalous gold mineralization. Ongoing drilling north of the Halo Zone aims to further mineralization to the north. Technical information has been reviewed by Gene Potler, a professional geoscientist. Golden Caribou Resources Limited is actively exploring its Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in British Columbia, targeting gold mineralization similar to the Spanish Mountain deposit. For more information, visit www.goldencaribou.com. A News Breaks: SafePro Group Inc. AI files patent application for AI computer vision technology, enhancing drone-based explosive detection. SafePro Group Inc., a developer of AI-enabled defense and security solutions, has filed a patent application for AI computer vision technology aimed at enhancing drone-based explosive detection. The new application focuses on improving object detection precision and accuracy for small targets captured by drones, building on the company's existing SpotD technology. SafePro Group specializes in providing AI solutions for defense, humanitarian, and homeland security applications globally, utilizing proprietary machine learning and computer vision technology to rapidly identify explosive threats. The scalable platform targets commercial, government, law enforcement, and humanitarian sectors, offering a safer and more efficient alternative to traditional analysis methods. Investor news breaks: Supercom Ltd. SPCB secures first electronic monitoring service provider contract in North Carolina. Supercom Ltd., a provider of secure e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, has secured its first electronic monitoring service provider contract in North Carolina. This marks the company's first deployment of units in the state and expands its U.S. footprint to 15 states since mid-2024. Under the agreement, Supercom will serve as the primary EM technology partner, transitioning existing GPS tracking infrastructure to its proprietary technology and software platform. The contract is based on a recurring revenue model tied to active daily units, showcasing the company's ability to displace incumbent vendors and support nationwide expansion. Supercom, founded in 1988, offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions to governments and organizations worldwide, with a focus on traditional and digital identity solutions. Investor news breaks: Anovis Bio Inc., NYSE NVS, schedules corporate update webinar and live Q&A session. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company focused on neurodegenerative diseases, has scheduled a corporate update webinar with a live Q&A session. President and CEO Maria Maccecchini, PhD, will discuss recent progress, clinical programs, and strategic direction. Headquartered in Malvern, Pennsylvania, Anovis is dedicated to developing innovative therapies for diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. For more information, visit www.anovisbio.com. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in press release syndication for companies and the investment community. Learn more at www.investorwire.com. Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. TSX.VLGGCXF commences drilling at West Santa Fe and completes 2025 program at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp. has begun drilling at the West Santa Fe project in Nevada's Walker Lane, using a reverse circulation drill rig to twin historic holes and validate a legacy database. The company also completed its 2025 Phase 2 drilling program at the Santa Fe Mine project, targeting gold and silver resource expansion. Lahontan Gold Corp. holds 4 gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada, with plans to update the mineral resource estimate and advance a preliminary economic assessment in 2026. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website. Investor news breaks. Envirotech Vehicles Inc., NASDAQ EVTV, enters exclusive acquisition framework with Azio AI to expand into AI infrastructure. Envirotech Vehicles Inc., EVTV, has entered an exclusive strategic acquisition framework with Azio AI Corporation, expanding into AI infrastructure. This potential combination would integrate AI compute capabilities for data centers, enterprise AI workloads, agriculture, and drone operations. EVTV's existing electric vehicle and mobility businesses will remain active platforms, pending due diligence and regulatory approvals. Envirotech Vehicles focuses on technology platforms like electric vehicles, drones, and infrastructure for long-term growth. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community.
Investor news breaks. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., NASDAQ, schedules virtual investor meeting to outline global smart cart strategy. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., a provider of smart retail technology, is set to host a virtual investor meeting on December 16, 2025, to discuss its global smart cart strategy. CEO Gadi Graz and senior leadership will outline the company's vision, growth trajectory, and operational readiness, including R&D priorities and commercialization pipelines backed by purchase orders exceeding $110 million. The AI-driven smart carts offer personalized in-store experiences, seamless scanning and payment, and real-time offers. This innovative technology enhances customer satisfaction and loyalty while helping retailers optimize operations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Skikkenet appoints M&A and software executive Shauna Belitti to advisory board. Skikkenet Cloud Systems, Inc. appoints Shauna Belitti, a managing partner at Paragon Software Advisors, to its advisory board. With over 2 decades of executive leadership in M&A and strategic planning within the software and industrial automation sectors, Belitti's expertise will support Skikkenet's growth in Industry 4.0 and industrial AI markets. Known for her ability to drive global business development, Belitti's track record includes senior roles at GE, Rockwell Automation, and Aviva. Her appointment aligns with Skynet's mission to become a standard for secure, real-time industrial data connectivity as the company accelerates innovation and market growth. Belitti's operational expertise and strategic guidance will help unlock new growth opportunities for Skynet. OE Therapeutics raises $5.475 million in a Series A to advance clinical development of high-concentration caffeine therapy for its anesthesia recovery and drug overdose reversal. OE Therapeutics recently raised $5.475 million in a Series A financing round to advance clinical development of their high-concentration caffeine therapy. The proprietary product is expected to begin a Phase 1 clinical trial in the first quarter of 2026. The company aims to address anesthesia recovery and opioid-induced respiratory depression, with plans to work alongside naloxone. OE Therapeutics is focused on transforming clinical challenges into solvable problems with a mission to improve patient care by rethinking traditional treatments. The financing was overseen by WBB Securities LLC, a firm specializing in life sciences investments and research.
Golden Matrix Group, Inc. announces authorization of stock repurchase program. Golden Matrix Group, Inc., an international developer, licensor, and global operator of online gaming and e-commerce platforms, has announced the authorization of a stock repurchase program. The board of directors has approved the repurchase of up to $3.0 million of shares of the company's common stock. The program is set to expire on December 15, 2026, or when the maximum amount of shares has been repurchased. This initiative aims to enhance long-term shareholder returns by addressing market overhang and short interest. Shares may be repurchased through open market transactions or negotiated deals. The company believes this program represents a disciplined and attractive use of capital, providing a tax-efficient method of returning capital and driving earnings per share accretion.
Charbonne confirms the official start of commercial production of clean UHP hydrogen in Sorel Tracy. Charbonne Corporation has officially started commercial production of clean ultra-high-purity hydrogen in Sorel Tracy. The completion of Phase 1A of the modular site marks a major milestone for the company. Following successful testing, the Sorel Tracy plant is now fully operational, with local production set to meet the needs of industrial clients in North America. Charbonne's decentralized production model aims to provide a reliable, sustainable, and competitive supply of clean hydrogen. The company's roadmap includes expanding capacity and creating a network for the production and distribution of strategic gases. For more information, visit Charbonne's website and register for the upcoming investor webinar on Tuesday, December 16th, 2025 at 11 a.m. ET.
Medivesco completes authorized share reduction. Medivesco, Inc. has completed the reduction of its authorized shares, reducing common shares by 7.5 billion. The amendment has been filed with the state of Nevada, effective today. CEO Ryan Shadell emphasized the company's commitment to responsible capital structure management. Medivesco continues to focus on long-term value through its businesses and investments. The new share structure will soon be reflected on OTCmarkets.com. OTCFi, the community token of the OTC, aims to bring transparency and liquidity on-chain. Medivesco is developing tools within the OTCFi ecosystem for issuers and investors. Learn more at otfi.io. For more information, visit medivesco.com.
Get Locals announces introducing Klarna as a payment option for all tours and experiences. Get Locals, Eastern Europe's private guided tour company, has announced a new partnership with Klarna, the global digital bank and flexible payments provider. Starting in mid-January, GetLocals customers will have access to Klarna's flexible payment solutions, offering greater transparency, convenience, and control. This collaboration highlights GetLocals' ongoing commitment to customer-centric innovation and mission to deliver smarter ways to pay. With options like paying in full upfront, splitting payments into three interest-free installments, or financing with monthly payments, GetLocals is catering to the growing demand for unique travel experiences, especially among younger travelers. This partnership with Klarna will provide a smoother, smarter booking experience for travelers across 15 countries in Eastern Europe.
TunesKit launches 2025 Christmas Mega Sale, saving big on Location Changer V3.0. TunesKit, a global leader in utility and multimedia solutions, has launched its 2025 Christmas Mega Sale, offering discounts of up to 80% on its newly upgraded Location Changer V3.0. This special holiday pricing includes a quarterly subscription for $10.95, down from $54.95, with improved Bluetooth connection for iOS users and enhanced route simulation. In addition to the flagship upgrade, TunesKit is also offering discounts of up to 60% on its best-selling tools, such as iOS System Recovery and iPhone Unlocker. For maximum value, customers can save 70% on the exclusive iOS Toolkit 4-in-1 Lifetime Bundle, priced at $107.92. The holiday sale runs from December 12, 2025, to January 7, 2026, so be sure to take advantage of these offers before they expire.
Rare 1907 St. Gaudens High Relief $20 Gold, PCGS MS65 Gold Shield, PCGS Price Guide, $70,000 at 99C No Reserve. A rare 1907 St. Gaudens High Relief $20 Gold Coin, graded PCGS MS65 with a Gold Shield designation, is now up for bidding on eBay by Noble Spirit. This coin, known for its beauty and historical significance, is highly sought after by collectors and investors. The Gold Shield label highlights superior quality, making it especially desirable. With a PCGS price guide value of $70,000, the auction starts at 99 cents with no reserve. Noble Spirit, a trusted company with over 50 years of experience, specializes in premium coins, stamps, and collectibles, offering free appraisals and consignment services to help maximize value for sellers.
Announcing 45% off by Wizard Christmas 2025 deals. Start 2026 with ultimate media tools. ViWizard is celebrating the season with its Christmas 2025 event, offering exclusive deals on the most popular media tools. Enjoy up to 45% off on top-selling products, including the Ultimate ViWizard 10-in-1 Music Converter. From December 15th to January 8th, shoppers can get 40 to 50% off on top-rated media software, with most deals at 45% off. The ViWizard streaming audio recorder is now available for $31.95 for a monthly license, $69.95 for a yearly license, and $139.95 for a lifetime license. Act fast to secure these incredible deals and keep these tools throughout 2026 or even forever. Don't miss out on this festive season celebration with ViWizard's Christmas 2025 deals, running now through January 8th, 2026. ARC Clean Technology announces closing of Series B financing to accelerate commercial deployment of its advanced small modular nuclear reactor. ARC Clean Technology, a leading developer of advanced small modular reactors, announced the successful closing of its Series B financing round. The round attracted a strong group of investors from energy, infrastructure, and technology sectors, including Explore Ventures and Hennessy Capital Group. The funding will support commercialization programs for the ARC 100 reactor and collaborations with the U.S. Department of Energy and Korea Hydro and Nuclear Power. With the appointment of James Wolf as CEO, ARC aims to accelerate deployment in the United States, Canada, and internationally. The company's advanced reactor design is generating interest for clean energy in AI data centers and industrial applications. ARC has achieved significant milestones in Canada, including completing Phase 2 of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission's vendor design review process. ARC also announced a partnership with Nucleon Energy to deploy the 100 in Alberta, Canada.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.